The Scottish artist Paul Bartlett loves to paint wildlife near the seashore. But Bartlett wasn't always a full-time artist, and his path to painting wildlife wasn't a straight one. He spent years studying zoology and animal behavior, but then left the research lab for good. Ari Daniel Shapiro has the story.
A painting by Paul Bartlett begins in a pad of thick, white pages.
They're very quick sketches. Might only take 5-10 seconds to draw little vignettes of life of these birds. On this page, we have a razorbill that's posed on a cliff, and I tend to like sketching things with long necks. I like swans. These sketchbooks are all about collecting shapes, really. And it's from these that I then work up my studio pieces.
Bartlett looks a little bit like a crane. The bird, I mean. Tall, lean, composed, and gentle. Ever since he was a kid, he's loved being outdoors, and it's inspired him to paint.
I always remember a picture I did of a wolf. I must have been about 5 or 6. I can remember the teacher putting it on the wall, and I can still recall the posture. It was facing the viewer, and it had one of its legs cocked and its head turned.
Since he loved animals so much, Bartlett figured he'd study them for a career. He majored in zoology and after college went straight on to do his PhD in animal behavior. He was researching a kind of bird called a zebrafinch, but he wasn't exactly loving it.
I would record them in a soundproof box in a basement. These birds would be isolated from each other so that they wouldn't interfere with each other and influence each other.
It's very different from being out in the woods.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. It's imprisonment, really, for both of us, for both the birds and myself. that's a harsh term, but, you know, that's what it felt like at the time. I also realised that when I was doing my PhD, I hardly did any painting. It's not that I didn't have the free time, but it's almost as if my creative juices had been sucked from me.
What do you mean, sucked from you?
I suppose that's when I started to think, you know, what am I doing here? I wanted to get out into the world and see all the things that I'd read and seen on TV, all those wild places. And it was my mother that actually had to do the final corrections on the PhD. I kind of left her in the lurch. I eventually did get my PhD, and I graduated while I was in Kathmandu.
By the time Bartlett got back to Scotland 2 years later, his days in science were over, and he launched into painting full-time.
I guess those first 6 months were quite hard. A lot of the galleries were turning me away because I didn't have the qualifications, ironically enough. And then I started to think, why don't they just look at my paintings?
Bartlett finally got his big break when he showed some folks at the Edinburgh Zoo a few of his pieces. All he was hoping for was to get to hang them in the cafeteria there. Instead, they asked him to do an exhibition.
So for the next 4 months, I just painted solidly and came up with 55 works. That period was great for stretching my creative wings and seeing the sorts of things I could come up with.
One of those things is a particular technique of scoring his canvases with a knife.
I'd done this painting of a common moor, which is a seabird that you find back in Scotland where I live, and in a bout of frustration, I just set upon it with a razor blade and I started slashing at the picture and then tearing the surface. When you tear the surface, you reveal the unpainted surface underneath. And it occurred to me that that was an effective technique for suggesting the guano. And then I was scoring the background as well, as you can see here, and then applying washes over the top, and it creates a three-dimensional texture, which is usually lacking in watercolours. They're usually quite two-dimensional.
A number of his former colleagues have bought an original Bartlett or two. Even Bartlett's PhD advisor has come around.
We did go through a bit of a difficult phase, I suppose akin to a sort of son having a bit of a rebellious phase, you know. I do sometimes hear him mentioning how one of his students has gone on to be a successful wildlife artist. So I think he's also quite proud of me.
It took a little while, but Bartlett's found his niche now.
The more you specialize in science, I think the more you're focusing in on too much detail. And so I found that I preferred to just sit and watch a bird and appreciate its movements and its behaviors. I realized that I preferred to appreciate nature aesthetically rather than analytically.
For Studio 360, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.
You can see images of Paul Bartlett's paintings at studio360.org.